Did you know that nearly one-third of the state's homeless population lives in Pima County? And the rate of homelessness in the county is 42% higher than the statewide average. Meanwhile, there have been deep cuts to state social service programs. But one local organization is trying to fill the gap with resources and hope, as we hear in this report from Mitchell Riley.
Yes, we have seen gradual growth. We have seen a change in the population. A lot more families. We used to see like 100 people a day to now we are pushing that 300 some days. So that's a significant growth in just a year.
That's Brad Thayer. He's the program manager for Homeless Intervention and Prevention, or HIP, which is part of the Primavera Foundation. We're here with him at their facility on South 6th Avenue.
It's a drop-in center for the public, for people to walk in off the street and get general resources, help, and guidance.
Thayer says they're here for anyone who needs help, but their primary mission is to serve just one constituency.
The focus is homeless or on the verge of homelessness. We also help people that are at risk for homelessness. We don't turn anyone away.
There's a check-in counter where people can pick up hygiene products, over-the-counter medications, or food. They can also ask to speak with an on-site resource specialist to discuss everything from shelter to family reunification. It's also a place where people can decompress and feel safe.
A place for someone to come when there's really nowhere else that can be safe. So they can sit here for that 3.5 hours and just relax. Just that, I think that's the most important.
So who are the people that come here to use these services?
It can range. It can range from male, female, transgender, young, old, family, single, the entire gamut.
The Primavera Foundation is a nonprofit agency that started in the early 1980s to address the growing numbers of homeless people on the streets of Tucson.
Can I get a pin?
Simon, who is 60 years old and homeless, is here at the HIP Resource Center for help.
They didn't say they just told me to call and to make an appointment.
He's using a phone that's available to those who come here.
And I'm supposed to, what is the address there? Because I got the thing here.
He's a slight man with silver wire-rimmed glasses, closely cropped white hair, and a quick smile. Simon is trying to arrange an appointment as follow-up to a recent medical procedure.
No, I'm fine. Thank you. All right, have a nice day. All right, bye. I needed that.
Simon reflects on his health, his age, and the frustration of unfulfilled hopes.
I've never been really a person to be sick. I've never known sickness other than something I created for myself. I'm 60 years old. I can't be dealing with this type of life like this. You know, I'm living on the streets. I'm hoping that things change better, but every time things doesn't go as you always want, man. You know?
Along with a series of recent physical ailments, he says he's grappling with mental health issues.
They've diagnosed me as being bipolar, so I have to deal with that too. I can get medications.
Today, Simon is at the HIP Resource Center to use the phone and check his mail. But he says the drop-in center at Primavera offers a wide variety of resources.
So when I come here, I can just ask for assistance. They'll direct me in the right path. If they don't have it here, they have, access to it, and they can tell you, well, go to this organization here or that there, and it helps you.
Living without a home exposes people to the elements. Sunburn and dehydration in the summer, flu and pneumonia in the winter. Dental and foot problems are common. And regardless of the season, a myriad of diseases must be addressed, including cancer, diabetes, and mental disorders. Thayer says one of the toughest challenges that Tucson's poor and homeless face is medical care. And how to pay for it.
Medical is a big issue. A lot of the public out there is switched to sliding scales, or they have to come up with a small amount of fee. So it's very difficult when you have no income to really come up with just $20 to pay for the basic medication.
Last year, in an effort to balance the state's budget, Governor Jan Brewer and the state legislature approved $500 million in cuts to Arizona's Medicaid program, also known as Access. The cuts place a cap on new enrollment. They also prohibit as many as 100,000 childless adults from coverage in the Access program. Most of them are poor, and many of them homeless. Thayer recalls a story about one man who comes to Primavera for help.
He's a severe diabetic. and he lost his access due to the changes, and he wasn't able to receive his insulin or his medication. And we tried referring him to multiple places. He had to get so many denials before they would put him on a sliding scale. And then he has to panhandle to make the small amount of money he can for some of these medications. It's hit or miss. I mean, he doesn't always get the medication because he can't afford it.
Thayer says among the many services they offer is a mail drop address, so their participants can receive mail. The types of mail they receive again points to health care as a primary issue in the social services system.
Oh, tons and tons of medical bills. Tons of medical bills. We can always tell when there's a billing date because we'll get stacks of medical bills. And there's family. There's a lot of family, handwritten notes.
And what is the biggest misunderstanding about homeless people?
It's their choice. I think that's the biggest misunderstanding. I think it's the pull yourself up by your bootstraps argument. That probably is the biggest misunderstanding.
That's Nick Terrace. He's the chief operating officer for the Primavera Foundation. Among other duties, he oversees everything from emergency services to foreclosure prevention. Terrace says they try to offer a comprehensive support network of basic resources.
The basic resources that, you know, the general public might take for granted, we sort of need to rebuild those and reestablish those and reestablish that foundation so that folks could work their way out of homelessness or abject poverty.
As they attempt to rebuild the support system for people who use the HIP Resource Center, Terrace remains well aware of the fragile nature of their mission.
So we have to do a lot of work to kind of rebuild those supports. It's sort of like building a sandcastle when the tide is still in.
He acknowledges the complicated, frustrating, and sometimes tragic circumstances that Tucson's homeless face each day. But he remains faithful to his approach.
You know, folks come to us for hope, you know, and it's up to us to sort of, I mean, think of hope as a product, and we have to really sell that hope. And, you know, folks have to, you know, our homeless population come to us seeking, you know, with hope.
Terrace hopes to identify their needs by meeting them where they're at. Instead of telling them what they need, he says the participant takes the lead.
You know, and it could be housing. It could be just needing a safe place. It could be, you know, particular skills to employment. It could be family reunification. It could be getting mental health needs taken care of.
Meeting the individual where they're at is a common refrain here.
You need a cup of soap?
Back at the HIP Resource Center, Brad Thayer is doing exactly that.
But if you end up getting those papers, we can definitely refer you over to legal aid, and they can get you in it and have representation.
Meeting them where they're at means providing everything from legal aid to toiletries.
Okay, I just need lotion, Tylenol, or Vaseline.
I have it.
That rapport and trust building begins right from the start. Thayer explains.
I treat everyone the same. We always sit with each individual that walks in through that door one-on-one. So they get to tell us about them, and we get to tell them about us and what we can do and really work together. It's really developing that partnership. It even starts off, what brought you here today?
Back to Simon, who we spoke with earlier. He says he's grateful for the assistance he receives here.
It's a facility that's very much needed and appreciated by people that are in this situation. It's something we really need. The people at this time, we really need something like this. And it's helpful, very helpful.
In a struggling economy with growing numbers of homeless and government cuts to social service programs, the HIP Resource Center seeks to fill the gap. For more information about the Primavera Foundation and the Homeless Intervention and Prevention Program, go to azpm.org. I'm Mitchell Riley for Arizona Spotlight.